Welcome everybody to another episode of TBNP. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate y'all listening to us and just rocking with us. I just want to throw that in there. I know we didn't say that a lot, but I do appreciate anybody that listens to us. I know my boys do too. So again, thank you for listening. I'm one of your hosts. I'm Ryan, and I'm joined by my boy Mo.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
And of course, my boy Ruben.
What's up, y'all?
And we figured we would do something different. You know, a lot of people talk about heroes, right? It's always the talk of the town. Your favorite superhero, or you know, heroes that stand out for whatever reason. But we thought, let's give a little love to the villains. So in this episode, we're going to talk about some villains that stood out to us between TV, animation, and movie. So stick around. It's going to be a good one, y'all. But first, let's get into the news of the week. Okay, so I'll go first. Now, I don't know if you guys heard, but they're going to do a re-release of all the Spider-Man movies next month. All them joints. In chronological order. They're coming back to the theaters. Now, I'm excited for this because, for one, I saw Spider-Man 1 in a theater for the very first time when I was in, I believe I was either in Singapore or Korea when I saw it. And man, I remember like the everything. Like they had the whole theater decked out. This theater was dope. Like it was one of the nice theaters. The sound was nice.
Yeah.
And I'm just in the theater with like I don't know if it was Singapore or Korean. So it was just a lot of Asian people and me.
Yeah.
So there's subtitles for them. It's just me listening. So but they was reacting like I was reacting. Even with the subtitles, man, like everything we were saying together was dope. That was one of the best. I'll never forget that. And then when I saw Spider-Man 2 in theaters, I saw it at a nice, I don't know if it's IMAX back then, when Spider-Man 2 came out. But it was a huge, the screen was huge, bro. And the theater was packed. It was just when it came out. This was, I saw it with my boy. He lived in Fontana, so we went to the theater together. Oh, man. And then like I say, just to that day, to this day, that's still my favorite Spider-Man movie. Spider-Man 2, hands down. As of right now, Spider-Man 2 is the best Spider-Man. I don't care about the universe, Spider-Verse, multiverse, none of them shits. No.
Yep.
Spider-Man 2 is the best Spider-Man movie, and it's coming back in theaters, so I'm excited. I'm hoping it's on a big screen. I'm hoping they show. Have you guys seen a director's cut of that?
No,
I don't think so.
Bro.
So
the theatrical cut.
Okay, so you know that's the final fight between him and Doc Ock on the train and everything? It's an extra, I want to say 5 minutes or so. So, bro.
A little more context.
It's way more action, man. So I'm hoping they play that in the theater. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't know about y'all, but
no, I'll say like, bro, the first Spider-Man movies with Tobey Maguire, those were the ones where like, those are the ones like I actually enjoy going to the movies with. Like that's the times where you actually enjoy going to the movies with friends and family. Yep. I mean, first, second, even the third one, even though the third one's kind of cringe, but we still want to go see it. Like I still want to go see it, and it was still what it was, you know, for what it was at that time, like, whatever. I actually, at that time, I didn't even think too much it was that cringe, I guess. It's only, like, as it aged, I guess, maybe.
Nah.
Like, it was more for me, it was Eric Portman as Venom. I mean, I was like, come on, that's not the show. But I agree with you. The second one was pretty lit. The first one is kind of like, it's good, but it takes a little while to get to
it's
the action.
It's good, but it ain't that. But that,
The second one
it was good intro story for him.
Yeah, it's just the right amount of action, right amount of story.
The second one was perfect, perfect Spider-Man movie. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So, and then the next news, as we know, this week was like pretty much Oscar week. So that's why the news is really slow because everything was just Oscar coverage and everything. So anyway, but one of the big things I can take away from that is that Godzilla won best visual effects. Now remember, I told you guys that movie was filmed on a budget of $15 million and it won best visual effects.
That's crazy.
So I'm hoping Hollywood sees this. Like, you don't need a big, like, you don't need to spend a lot of money. Just focus on the visual effects. Like, if you know you have a movie that's visual effect heavy, focus on that. You don't need, and then, you know, find a way to put the budget to use to your movie, basically. That's what I feel about it.
Yeah.
If they can do it down a $15 million budget, like you guys still ain't seen Godzilla Minus One.
No. Well, but, I did see it on bootleg and
No, it's visual, like I said, the movie was cool, it was mid, I don't know if I'd watch it, you know, again. I don't know.
Much maybe. Dialogue.
But if I tell you that visual effects was whack, I'd be lying. Mm-hmm. I thoroughly enjoyed the visual effects in that movie. So, I mean, that's good. And hopefully this is a sign for Hollywood. Just, you know, put your money to use as it needed, man. Instead of spending money on, you got freaking craft services and damn, you know, you catering to these actors and stuff, man. Cater to your movie. These actors don't need you to baby them. Put that money where I need to go.
I was seeing this little behind the scenes for the Shogun series.
Yeah.
They have a chef that kind of caters to the actors. They make him like Japanese style food from back in the day to get them in that feeling. You know? No. Man, no. All right. But aren't actors already supposed to do that? Like, I don't think they really need all this.
Your job is to play pretend for money.
Yeah.
I don't need, I shouldn't have to give you extra additives to do your job. I'm already paying you set amount of money, and your job is to play pretend like you're somebody else. You should be able to transport yourself to where you need to be. I shouldn't have to like give you, you know, the whole services like that. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think they just cater into the. I mean, I don't want to like step on actors. I know they need to pay too, but come on, man. Like it's just some of the stuff they gotta just be regular, man. If they show up with a table with damn peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And they got like bread with some sandwich fixings and some chips. Hey, eat and get back to your job. We gotta bring our own meals to work.
Yeah,
and bring you some food, brother.
Imagine all that extra money they could have been spent on
spoiled asses. Get out of here. But yeah, that's my news. What you got, Ruben?
All right. Well, obviously, in the last episode, I gave a little homage to Akira Toriyama passed away. And in lieu of that, Toonami has decided to do kind of like, you guys haven't heard already, do like a little marathon. It's already going off, obviously, but obviously you guys haven't heard it. Something that's been going on. Luckily for me, like, I mean, I have the apps ready to kind of watch it. I've already been kind of doing that.
Okay.
They're going to do a Dragon Ball Z Kai version, which is kind of like the reduced version of Dragon Ball Z. They kind of only show most of like the action stuff.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the filler. Which is cool. And I like it because they're kind of they've updated the graphics a little bit. So it kind of looks. But I might just go back and watch everything. Red. For a whole. Red. Okay. You know, I've done it before because I've told Mo, like, I've watched Bleach from the start to finish again. I watched Hunter x Hunter twice. You know, so I've watched some of these animes, like, from start to finish.
Yeah.
They're waiting for you to do it all on One Piece. Don't play.
Hell.
Yeah.
Hell. Nah.
Yeah.
Once in a lifetime, bro.
That's going to take.
Once in a lifetime.
Bro. Yeah, you're going to need a whole year.
He's like, I'll just do the live action.
Damn. Nah, hell. Whoa, you know what? I actually haven't seen it yet, to be honest.
Wait, you haven't watched the live action One Piece yet? And I have? Nah.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm not really a One Piece, like nothing. But Mo will tell you, like, I'm not really too interested in One Piece at all. Like, if anything, I'm probably interested in the anime.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm shocked you didn't at least check it out.
Never really. I don't know.
You didn't even watch the Avatar yet, huh?
That one's kind of weird a little to me, too. I don't know.
Man, Rob's a stifler for the live action season.
Yeah, I don't know.
Damn,
I don't know.
He's an anime, man.
They've been saying too. Like, I don't know. Should there be a live action for everything? You know, like, does everything
not necessarily need a live action? It has, like, to make sense. And as you mentioned in the previous episode about the Naruto, that don't make sense to me.
You know,
I don't see a need for that to be live action. But I mean, it just depends.
Mm-hmm.
Like we did an episode on Gangsta, bro.
Right.
Would you want to see a gangster live action? You damn right.
Just for a girl, but yeah.
If they can do it right.
Bro, if they get them Robert Rodriguez to make that, tell me that won't be dope. Ooh. Tell me if Robert Rodriguez do gangster, that shit won't be. You lie to me right now and tell me you wouldn't go see that. Because I'm telling you right now, if the right director get, and I know in my head, I can see Robert Rodriguez doing gangster. I know you can too.
That'd be a badass series. I'm being honest.
I'm telling you, man. I can see him doing
some baddies in there.
Yeah. So it just depends. Like that it can be live action. It's not like effects heavy. It wasn't a lot of like visual. Yeah. They can like that, make that cinematic easily.
Yeah.
But it's just about Naruto.
That's true. You're right. You make a good point. Some there's a lot of anime out there.
Yeah.
There's some animes that really don't require a lot of effects.
Some anything. Trash they better for live action.
And those will be way more, because I know they did a Full Metal Alchemist, and I seen that one, and oh man, that tore me apart.
Oh my
God. Because I've been a Full Metal.
I watched that one too, yeah. And then they did recently, Knights of the Zodiac.
Oh, okay, Knights of the Zodiac.
Yeah, that too. Was like, oh, I was like, Death Note was okay. It wasn't as bad, but have y'all seen Knights of the Zodiac?
No.
Ooh, wee.
No.
That was.
So, if anything, Ryan, I think all that just kind of left a bad taste in my mouth.
Mm. You know? That's fair.
I don't know. I'll just stick to my anime.
That's fair. I mean, the way they got it going right now, and you good on it, I can understand that, because it is pretty bad. So
like, if I'm just like, I got nothing else to do.
Yeah,
throw that on. Fuck it. Let's see what they got. You know what I mean?
But we're from that generation where we saw the first Dragon Ball live action, where they had a white boy playing Goku.
Damn.
Hey, y'all see that? He apologized.
I saw that. It's not his fault, though. It's not his fault.
It's not his fault. He shouldn't have did it. It was kind of embarrassing. Yeah. I don't know. Just why you wait till my man's passed away? That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I felt about that. Felt kind of weird.
Or even we saw the first Airbender with a little white boy. Remember that little white boy? Come on, bro.
The M Night.
Yeah. We got a little trauma. But. We'll see how you get over it with these newer graphics, newer technology.
Yeah, totally understandable, man. They just need to pick the right animes. Mm-hmm. They're just doing the ones. They're going off popularity. Yeah. And they should go off of the ability to turn it cinematic. That's what that should be their goal.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going off popularity. Like I say, I know a lot of people that like that gangster anime. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It was one season. A lot of people like that can make one movie and be done. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
One and done.
They just pick the right ones, man. But they, you know, right now they're just going with momentum, and you know, that's not the right way.
It's just, you know, everything's just Marvel and DC right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most it's just,
that's why they're doing anime live action. So I get it. Like, they're trying to get in the live action game, but they're just picking the wrong one. You pick them, pick these one season joints. Pick these ones that's just a straight 1-12 episode and make it into a 2-hour movie and call it a day. You ain't gotta do nothing. You ain't gotta like say or set up for a sequel or none of that. Mm-hmm. You can put everything in 2 hours and you good.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, you know, this gets to the right ears and hear.
Hopefully they listen.
Yeah, man, listen to what we're saying.
Oh.
All right, guys, that was the news for the week. And now let's get into this show. So, like I said, we're gonna all talk about our favorite villains or our top villains. And we're gonna do least a favorite, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. At least a favorite. So
Well, not favorite. I mean, obviously the
favorite as in our most hated.
Love
to hate.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's how we're going to do it. I will start us off. Now, out of my list, this is my least. This is my animated character. It's not anime, by the way. Like, I'm still like not like an anime guy yet, but I had to choose animation, right? At least kind of follow suit, you know.
There you go.
Okay, so this was a movie in the 90s.
Hmm.
It's a Disney movie. I'm gonna give you a little. It's an animal based Disney movie. So all the characters are animals. Anybody got a guess yet?
Thinking maybe Bambi. Maybe
is there 101 animals in there?
No. Nah, but that's good. You know what? That's funny because I don't even know the villain in Bambi.
Bradley DeVille? Oh,
no, in Bambi.
Oh, in Bambi. Oh, isn't it the dude that killed the mom?
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't seen Bambi since. Man, I want to say I was maybe.
Who that?
Maybe 9 when last I saw Bambi.
Damn.
So yeah. So I'm 43
I remember getting that shit in VHS and putting that bitch in there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I don't remember the villain in that, but obviously that's not the villain that it is. So this guy's name is Scar. Now I'm pretty sure with that name, y'all know who this dude is. Now imagine as a kid, you seeing what this dude does. And to make it worse, it's his own family. He doing this to his people.
Yep.
You got to be a dastardly bastard to do what you're doing. To your own family, bro. So, like, just off that alone, like, some of his dastardly deeds, you know. First of all, he's responsible for one of the most evil songs in Disney's whole catalog, and Be Prepared. Oh, yeah. That song is cold-blooded. Mm-hmm. He telling you, he just going off on some evil shit, and you're like, damn, this dude is cold. So, you're already getting what he's into. You know, he missed the birth of his own nephew. Didn't even care. this dude, he just like, his family is nothing to this man. Like, he doesn't care. So
the epitome of a scumbag.
Definitely. This dude sends Simba to die. He sends Simba to the graveyard, the elephant graveyard, and hosts at the high. I'm like, bro, you can, what's wrong with you? What are you doing? Nah. All for the throne, bro. He don't care who he has to step on. My man killed his own brother. Like, you could just, he's throughout the whole movie, man. I just, as a kid, I remember, like, you are horrible. Like, you, this dude is bad. Yeah. As a kid, when you thought of a bad guy, it was Scar, I'm pretty sure y'all can relate. Dude was horrible, man. So
that was like the first, I think, my first inkling or feeling that I ever had of like evil. I was like, what?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they did a really good job. And then, like I said, and then he was voiced by Jeremy Irons. So, like, that was just a perfect voice casting. Mm. The only thing I would say is that it stood out that he had a British accent. Nobody else. Well, him and Zazu had a British accent.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. But other than that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's kind of, I don't know, whatever. The kids didn't care about that. As an adult,
that it was. You think about it, that made it worse because we were, you know, English hate British. I mean, we Americans hate British. So it's like, even more infuriating priority. You know, like.
Damn, we hate the British, bro?
Well, you know, like, I'm talking about like back in the day.
Hold on. The running, hey, he don't mean it, y'all. I don't hate nobody. So that's that man. I get along with everybody. But yeah, that's my number three, Ghost of Scar. And we're going to go with Ruben. What's your number three?
Okay, like, I actually didn't put no mind into it. I hate them all equally. They can all get it.
Okay, fair enough.
But since you went animation, I'm going to go
animation. All right, let's go.
But it was anime. Now I'm assuming you know because you did tell me you watched Naruto at least like the beginning parts, right?
Yes.
Now, do you remember this character named Kabuto?
I do not.
This dude with the glasses, and he ends up
hangs around with Orochimaru.
He ends up being Orochimaru's like little spy, and you see him in the beginning because he ends up joining the Team 7, which is, you know, Sasuke, Naruto, and Sakura, and he's kind of like trying to like bamboozle them, trying to help them out in the Chunin exams because that's when they become it's the next level. I forgot. Chunin. Yeah. So he appears and, you know, he's like, I liked him in the beginning because he seemed like a cool guy. He's like, wow, like this is the first time taking their exam and they have some old dude that kind of like failed. He's trying to help him out.
Yeah.
And he did help him out a couple times. He saved him. And only to find out that later on, like, he betrays him. Not only that, but he ends up being like the one of the biggest villains in this fucking anime in the beginning because he's the one that like figures out how to do so many crazy shit with the potions. He ends up becoming this big ass snake and merging. You know, he's the one that did the reanimation jutsu and got all of these different. He started the whole ninja war, the great ninja war.
Yeah. Okay.
So
you remember,
I'm like,
remember that remember that that clip that I showed you with Majora where he's going ham on everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That would, oh, boy, was the reason why
people
came back to life and that happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, bro, I hated him only because I ate it up. I ate the whole fact, like, oh, cool. Like, because I put myself in Naruto's shoes and I'm like, oh, shit, like, you got somebody helping out. That's cool. Like, that'd be cool. He'll be a cool asset to the team. Maybe he'll make him grow. And I was like, only to find out that this is one of the biggest, one of the worst villains. And he can do all kinds of shit. Like, what the? Yeah, but he's like a huge backstabber. I know I was upset when I seen it. I don't know how you were upset, Mo, because.
Yeah. It was a good twist. Nobody, because he looked like a little wimp.
Yeah, he looked like a little wimp. Dude. You didn't think nothing, you know, but nah, he ended up being the biggest piece of shit in the whole anime, I think, in my opinion. I can't think of anybody else. Like in Naruto series.
And the whole Naruto story, that's...
Because Madara, like, even as evil as it was, like, I don't know. He was just OP, I guess. He wasn't like a dick. He was always upfront about it. But this dude, he was like a little snake. You know, he was a little devious. Yeah, a little... Kind of like, yeah, it's just someone you hate. Like, someone that would backstab you, you know? And that's probably like... And there was another character called Danzo, and he was kind of also too, like, shady as shit. But I think Kabuto was a little bit more shady in my opinion, but yeah.
You should tell him how he got at the end, bro. Remember how he got?
Oh, they beat him? So he's...
Oh, they got his ass.
Oh, okay. Should tell me, bro. I would love to hear it.
I don't remember. You remember?
No. Oh, bro. So Sasuke and his older brother fight him. His older brother's name is Itachi.
And that's Sasuke's brother, or?
That's Sasuke's brother.
Okay.
Yeah, he ends up dying too, but because this fool does all these reanimations or resurrections, he resurrects that fool too. But that fool like breaks out of his spell. He puts him in a little time loop where like every second is like an hour or something in his lifetime. So kind of like that Bleach one where he's going to get stabbed eventually. He just has to wait for the stabbing.
Oh. He's going to stab
himself. He puts him in a time loop. They just relive in the moment.
Damn.
Over it.
Damn.
Yeah, bro.
All right, I would say that was justice served. That's what I would say to that. All right.
Everybody was happy when they saw that shit.
Yeah. So that would be my anime villain that I despise.
All right, Mo, go ahead.
Yeah, so that's funny. I actually went with the Kid Classic too for my first villain.
Let's go.
This is a principal at an elementary. First contest I'm give you guys.
Okay. Okay.
He is an Olympic like world medalist.
I know who it is, bro. I wasn't sure. But what you said, what she did. But Ruby, you don't know yet? Ruby got that conundrum face. Like, he still ain't figured it
more,
out.
Give him one more.
I don't even need one more. Want me to tell who it is, Mo? Or you want to give him one more and see if he can catch on?
Give one more.
I feel like if you give him one more, he going to know who it is, bro.
Okay.
So go ahead. Give him one more.
Stars Danny DeVito.
This is an animation, you said?
No.
No, this is
it's a kid's movie. But it's also a book too.
Oh, I don't remember the movie actually. It's in there, but I don't remember maybe. Right.
Ms. Trunchbull.
Trunchbull,
yeah. Yeah.
Never mind.
Yes. You know what it is, Ruben, right?
I don't think I've seen that movie.
Bro, you never seen Matilda?
Oh, Matilda. Oh, okay.
I was about to say, me and Mo was about to sit you down one day, brother, and put you on, because, bro.
I thought that was the name of the movie, Miss Trenchball or something else.
No. She was the principal at the school.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's good a good
choice,
one,
bro. That's a good one. Oh, my bro. God.
That's first a time classic.
I saw that movie, bro. I honestly thought fucking school was going to be like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was watching like 8-9-year-old kid.
Damn.
Everybody wanted fucking psychic powers, so it was kind of cool that Matilda got it. But the way they put it, like, you know, it was a smart girl that in a good environment. Kind of plausible. You know, very funny movie. Watched that shit with my daughter all the time. Last movie. But I hated that Trunchbull bitch. She'll be putting kids in the picky, whatever that shit is.
Yeah.
Bro.
She made that kid eat that whole cake, she's like, oh, you like that cake? Let me bring you all the whole ass cake so you can eat this shit.
Yeah.
She reminded me of like a, I don't know, like a bodybuilder type lady, because she always had that like the.
She was huge.
Yeah,
she was huge, bro. Oh, what the hell? And she was a shot put, right, Mo? That she was able to. That was her Olympic sport.
Yeah,
and it made sense when you see and she even shot put it on girl by her ponytail. Remember that shit?
Oh yeah.
I was like, you cold as hell, bro. Sort of little girl by her head.
Oh, like, you can't make a movie like that. You can't make a movie like that nowadays.
Oh, nah, you definitely can do that now. Yeah, that was
when she threw old boy out the window at the end, and he's like, Matilda got him. He's like, what the?
Oh yeah, she makes so funny.
Like, this bitch is just throwing out these kids out the window.
Yeah, she was cold. She was cold blooded, man. Yeah, that's a definitely good choice right there.
That's a very good choice.
That's funny. I forgot about that. When he said like this person, the principal, I was like, oh damn, I could have. But I'm glad you mentioned her, because yeah, she's definitely a dastardly son of a bitch. So
yeah, I did despise that bitch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. That's a good choice.
Yeah, that was my one of my first.
Ew, yeah, ahead, I like it. Like
Ryan,
it.
Ryan, get us with the.
My second one, now this is my second one also ended up being my movie choice. Now, when this movie came out, I think I was definitely like a preteen. Oh, no, actually I was early teen, not preteen. So maybe like 14 or 15 years old. Movie came out in theaters, obviously. I don't know if you guys seen it, but it's a movie called Higher Learning. No, not, oh, y'all finna watch this, because y'all gonna ooh wee when I tell y'all gonna be hot when y'all watch this movie.
Oh,
I mean, I'll give you like a basic premise. So it's basically like it's a college. I want it's fictional. I want to say it's Christopher Columbus College. obviously that's not real, but I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
And you have, you know, just different characters. Now, let me tell you some of the cast so you get an idea of where we're going with this. Right. You have, what is her name? Jennifer. I'm always singing her praises. I don't know why her last name is not popping in my head. Damn it. I can't think of her last name. You got Christy Swanson. Uh-huh. The original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Okay. I don't know if you guys know who that is.
Yeah.
Ice Cube.
Hmm.
Omar Epps.
Hmm.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay.
Tyra Banks. Busta Rhymes.
Hmm.
Bro, the cast is stacked.
Hold on.
That's just a little bit of the cast. So, you know, it's like a coming of age story, basically. But it's some racial things going on, too. The main story is racially incited goings on here. And this particular character was played by Michael Rapaport. I don't know if you guys know who that actor is.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. And this character's name is Remy in the movie. Now, when you first meet this dude, you can tell he's a typical geeky dude, and not geeky in the sense like we are nerds, right? He's geeky like he just tries too hard to fit in. He does things to try to, you know, get people to accept him, basically.
Right.
So you get that impression like the moment you meet this cat, right? So this dude ends up falling into a group of college students that actually are white supremacists. Now, obviously, I just told you this dude he wants to fit in, right? So he's very impressionable,
right?
And he catches on to this because he got friends now, he has a purpose now, and you know he eats it up, man. This dude named Scott, man, was just feeding this dude all this propaganda about white supremacy, and, you know, white people supposed to be on top of everybody. You know the spiel, bro.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, at the end of the day, this dude, he starts beef with Malik, which is Omar Epps' character. Omar Epps was like, "Hey man, what's up? You want to call me a nigger? Call me a nigger to my face." Like, so they already beefing it right now because he called him out and he was a bitch about it. Well, you know, he bitched out. He called him out, went to his room, his dorm room, like, "What's up, bro? If you got a problem, it's good." So, you know, after that, dude just really snapped. And then there was a big ass fight. Bro, it was a fight this movie in the quad with all the blacks and the whites. Yeah, you gotta watch it. I'm shocked y'all didn't see this movie, but I'm gonna make y'all watch it though. Y'all about to watch this, bro.
Right?
Yeah, y'all about to watch this. But you know, at the end of the day, this dude end up. This is my first introduction to a mass shooting. This was in the early '90s, bro. I didn't know it was gonna be the thing it is now.
Right.
So now that I think about it now, like, damn, bro, because back then when that happened, even in movie form, you'd be like, what the heck? Like, people do this. People get this. You know. It's mentally ill to where this is what they resort to. So after the whole thing with the fight, all the black dudes and the white dudes, they fight and, you know, they get him all excited. Like, man, you got to do it for the white people, Remy. Because he was like, oh, I'll shoot somebody. Because dude was getting him. Dude just kept feeding him. Like, just feeding this dude. Like, man, you a bitch. You ain't going to kill nobody. So obviously he gets to sniping people. There was this big ass rally at the school. Perfect place to, you know, just start, you know, sniping. So he does. He gets to the roof. And he does start picking people off, bro. And he kills somebody really close to Omar Epps. So I'm not going to say who it is.
Oh, Lord.
But it was like just, you know, happenstance that this person ended up getting shot. Because he wasn't like aiming nobody.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know what? No, I think he did. I think he did aim. I think he meant to do it. I could be wrong. It's been a while since I seen a movie. But anyway, Omar Epps go ham, try to chase him. But here's the cold part. When he chases him, the cops get involved. And obviously, you know who the cops going to side with. So, you know, the cops do get him too. And at the end of the day, you feel bad for him, but he did these things, but you know, he's a weak minded dude, but he did these things. And it's kind of a weird, when you guys watch, you'll feel bad for him, but you mad at the things he's done, but you know why he did it because of those guys, that group of friends he had, but he ends up unaliving himself, you know, before he gets caught. And, yeah, so that's how he meets his demise. But man, bro, like, I remember this, like, oh, I hated this dude, man. Like, I was like, you a piece of crap. And especially because it was racially incited, too. So I'm always when people just say any race is better than, I don't care if you white, Mexican, Chinese, if you're claiming you're the superior race, I hate you, bro. Like, and I don't use hate. Like, that's not a word in my vocabulary that I use lightly. Yeah. But if you're one of those people, I have no love for you. I don't care. Like, that's. For you to feel like that way towards everybody is just messed up. So, And then now the hate that I feel towards that dude, that's my number two. So ooh, when I get to my number one, yeah, y'all got to prepare yourselves for this one, man, because yeah, it's pretty.
I mean, that's already like a almost like an obvious thing, right? Anything like AK or that, anything related, yeah, you're already gonna hate that character.
Absolutely,
off the dome.
Yeah.
So they do already a good job now playing that character. Like, damn.
He did a great job, man. Michael Rapaport, man. He did a really good job playing that character, man. So yeah, that's my number two.
Drives a screwdriver.
I'm
gonna go movie for movie. My next character, you guys are gonna know who it is before I even say anything, but I'll say like a little synopsis. Commodus murders his father after learning Maximus was his father's disguised successor.
Ooh wee, good choice.
Cruelty defines Commodus as a character. Well, yeah, you guys already.
Oh yeah. I'm pretty sure across the board, me and Mo know who this Commodus dude is.
Played by Joaquin.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Very good choice.
That was a good choice. He just played foul.
He played that part.
He did my master. Well, he told her, like, oh, the way your wife screamed, I was like,
no. Mm-hmm. Nah, I got something for you.
I was like, okay. My blood started boiling, bro.
Talking about his kids?
Ooh.
Now you fucked up!
Yeah.
I would say now, like, even his demise, I wasn't satisfied enough. I wanted him to just get. That's how much I hated this dude. I was like, please cut him to pieces. He did a really good job of making you like just like, dude, you horrible. Mm-hmm. And not only because he was so evil, but he was a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, he was so God. That's what make it worse. Like
he had to poison him just to like weaken him. And even that wasn't enough. Like he still got fucking dropped, fool. Yeah, but I wasn't satisfied.
He sent every man after him and they couldn't do the job.
Yeah. And then just the fact that like he was a very respected general and it's just like his downfall, just all that because of him. And then like I don't know, like I just couldn't imagine like back in the days, like imagine you're going through it and you're like, what the fuck, one of the leaders in our country like wants to fuck with me for what? Like I don't know, like I couldn't only imagine like him like that happening to him and then finding out the truth later on, like everything.
Yeah,
like I don't know, bro. Like yeah, like I don't think that was, I think that was the first time I actually not hate it, but like that my actually blood did boil because I was like, I don't know what I would do, like if somebody's telling me like how I killed your wife,
absolutely. Yeah, I'm going off. Yeah, because I'm assuming you're telling that person because you want a reaction. And you're going to get you're going to get the reaction you want. If you say something like that, you got me. That's it's on, bro.
Like I almost wanted Maximus to kind of like beat him more, just beat the shit.
I want his head cut off or something, man. Like
take his fingers off. Yeah,
it's too easy, man. Like, I love that movie, but that I was like, come on, man, do something to this man, bro. Like he deserved something more evil than that. But
I think it shows you his character because he had a chance. Remember with that. He had that broken arrow, grabs it on the ground when he bows down to him, but his little son, little Dennis the Menace looking son comes in and
that's true. He kept true to who he was. He didn't want to be no bitch like Commodus was, you know. He still stayed true to who he was, a true warrior towards the end. And
that's why he died, you know, like he did. Like,
even that song too, like when he's like dying, alive. He's walking. He's just like, I'm like, ah.
And he sees him. He's going through it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Cause he's like, you kind of see how they say back in the day, it's like, oh, we'll reunite later. And they kind of show that kind of how that would kind of look.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. That song. Every time I hear that song, that's all I think about. Cause that's a pretty popular song.
That's a very popular
song. I don't know if it's just in general, because for me, it's because of that movie, but
that's your first thought.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The moment that song come on, that's the first time I'm like, damn, thinking about Maximus, man.
Yeah. Did you hear about Denzel coming in the sequel?
Yeah, I don't. We'll see what character he's playing. I'm glad to see some black folk in that time period. So I'm with it. Hey. Like whether he playing the hero or the villain, I'm just glad we got some black folk. You know, we'll see what they do with it though.
But that was my movie villain. Mo, what you got?
Yeah. So for my number two, it's funny because this one actually makes my blood boil too as a character, and I think we got all that in common. I'll give you a little. This guy is a warden or a security warden for a penitentiary where they house all the people on death row.
Okay.
Early 90s film.
Early 90s.
Hmm.
Housing people from death row. Okay. Is this movie? It is a movie.
Yes.
Is this movie an adaptation of a novel?
I believe so.
Is this movie an adaptation of a novel by Stephen King?
I don't know that much information about it.
But I'm is this movie The Green Mile?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay.
I think you guys already know who I'm gonna pick.
Yes. F that dude. Hell no. Nah.
Wetmore.
Can't stand your bastardly ass. All
right, we all feel the same. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. First time I seen this movie, bro, I almost turned it off, bro. Just because I was like, man, like, I didn't think he was gonna, you know, fucking get fired. I thought he was just gonna fucking keep going doing this dumbass stupid shit. I mean, cause just he's the warden's uncle or shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Seeing it and seeing what he did to the Indian boy or to the Indian guy doesn't with the sponge prizes. Crazy. That part really got to me.
Hell yeah, man.
Like, I'm pretty sure that, you know, it's not. I think that's why they even said like they changed the rules on some of that stuff. I mean, like the gas change chamber one, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So then people see it just because it went bad one time.
Yeah. Yeah.
This actually really happened. Had to happen. Or somebody thought of it. But yeah, man. Percy Wetmore. Fuck that guy.
Hell yeah, bro.
As a good character. Choice. You know what I mean? Because
the actor made you. That's what I'm saying. We got to give props. That's why I wish I remember the actor's name. But you got to give props to whoever the actor was that portrayed this person. Because
it's Doug Hutchinson.
And to this day, when I see boy, that's who I see. Like, that's how good he did. When I see this dude, that's all I see is Percy, bro. So that's how you know the actor did their job, man. Like when you associate, I know some actors don't want to be associated with certain characters.
Yeah.
But when you do that, you got to be like prideful of that. Tobey Maguire, who you going to think about when you see Tobey Maguire?
True.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
you
know what I'm saying? Like it's just, that's a testament to how good of a character you portrayed. So I don't know why, you know, they get mad. Like it should be. If that's the villain, in that case,
they don't want to just be seen one dimensional. You know?
There's a villain because some people, like, when they see you as a villain, they won't see you otherwise. Even, like that actor, they won't take that role out. So they don't like the actor, too. It's like, come on, you can't separate. Like, come on, man, that's not who he is, bro. So,
yeah. And that's true because it, man, I don't remember that movie too well because I think I've only seen it like once, maybe a little bit twice. But isn't there a little bit like racism too in there with the character?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I do remember him like just being mad, like man, this racist motherfucker.
Yeah, he was everything. He was horrible. He was not only he was a horrible, like, you know, warden or whatever he was, but he was just a horrible person, and he was racist. Mm-hmm. So you know, yeah, he did a good job. I remember him. Yeah, good choice, very good choice. All right, well, we at the top of the list, y'all. So
hey.
This one is my TV show pick, and just this dude, man. Uh-oh. This dude, bro. Even when I'm thinking about it right now, I'm getting pissed off. That's how good that this guy portrayed this character. So this character is from a TV show from HBO. Huge, huge TV show. It did pretty good up to the last two seasons, but you know, still good enough. And this show is the Game of Thrones.
Hey.
Mm. Now, to be fair, you could have went so many options with the villains in this show.
So many. It's
ridiculous. Like the villains in here, man, how good they did. But and up until this point, to where I have my villain now, there was one before him that took it, and then this dude came and was like, "Are you mad at Joffrey? Hold on, sir.
Ooh.
Hold my beer. I'm about to piss you to like oof." This dude, man, this character's name is Ramsay. He's a Snow. Everybody know if you're a Snowborn, that means you're a bastard. So whatever your name is, your last name is automatically Snow.
Right.
Now, his bastard name is Ramsay Snow, but, you know, eventually his dad claims him and he becomes Ramsay Bolton. The most.
Yeah.
Ooh, just ask anybody, bro. Like, anybody would tell you, like, this dude was horrible.
No, I literally wanted to jump into the screen and just.
So many times. So many times I wanted to take this dude out. This dude Like, and now Theon's character, he wasn't the best character to be fair, but he tortured this man, bro. He,
oh,
God. This man cut his finger, his pinky finger, to like split it open and opened it up. It was nasty, bro. Like, to do begged him to just go and cut, let just cut it off, bro. It hurt too much. He begged him, like, just cut it off. But he did, you know, obviously cut his finger off. But that's not all he cut off, y'all. That's not all he removed from this man's body. This man sends in his own girlfriend and one of her homegirls to seduce this man, get his dick hard, get him happy like he about to get laid, and guess what? Oh, no, sir. No loving for you. I'm taking all that off. Give me your nuts and your dick. I'm taking it. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Not only that, it gets worse, sir. This nigga mails his dick to his dad. Here's your son's penis. I'm just gonna keep on cutting off stuff. You don't comply with my demands. This dude is cold blooded, bro. He literally made
old boy into like a dog, like basically.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He made him to like. Oh, he totally brainwashed this dude, man. Mm-hmm. Like he. Oh man, you feel bad for him because like he renamed him Reek. He's because in one episode he's like, man, you reek, like you stink. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I like the way that sounds. I'm gonna call you Reek. And he beat him up like, what's your name?
Yeah.
He's like, Theon Greyjoy. Wow, what's your name? He did an old root. He put roots on my boy. Like, what's your name? Dang. Nah, brother. Your name Toby. So he did him like that until eventually he started answering Tariq. Yeah. I'm telling you, this dude is cold-blooded, bro. Like, so not only that, but this guy on his wedding day, now he married a friend of Theon's sister, which is Sansa Stark. They had to get married to broker peace because, you know, Bolton Ramsay did some BS. So his dad was like, oh, no, you know, I'm married. You know, let's join forces. And, you know, you have your daughter or a Stark marry a Bolton and that show peace.
Mm-hmm.
So on their wedding night, this man goes to the bed with old girl. Reek is there.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, take off your clothes. So Reek looks at the door. He's about to say, well, no, where you going? No, I want you to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, you know, close the door. You finna be in here. So she get ready to take off clothes, but she's taking too long. Eventually, he raped her in front of Reek. Rapes. Mm-hmm. So Reek had to watch his friend get raped, bro. It's just
layers on layers.
It's just the dastardliness of this guy, bro. Like, but it gets worse. You would think what can this man possibly do that's worse than this? Oh, it gets worse. This man kills his dad, his own pops.
Yep.
His pops had a newborn son. Kills the son and kills the baby mama. Mm-hmm. He's the only Bolton now.
Yep.
Bro.
Wow, bro.
What are you doing?
At that point, I thought he's like lost his mind already.
This dude is nuts. Like, bro, you're crazy. You're crazy. And then in one of the episodes of as the Battle of the Bastards. He had one of Jon Snow, which is, you know, one of the main characters. He had his brother Rickon Stark as captor. So he was like, we're going to, you know, let my brother go, you know. So he let him go. But right when he got in the middle of the battlefield, my man draws the boy an arrow.
Got him.
And kills him right in front of Jon Snow. Bro.
I know, dude. When I saw that, oh my God, he was like, so close too. And like the way, yeah, I know.
I was like, come on, bro. Like, what? You can't do nothing else, bro. you're evil, brother. You win, bro. Like, you got it. Like, you ain't gotta do nothing else. You got it. But here's, like, after all this goes down, you know, the battle happens. John's forces overwhelm Ramsay's forces. They get to have their little battle. John beats the stank out of this dude.
Mm-hmm.
Punch. I'm talking about when he got done punching this man's face. At this point, you feeling bad because he was beaten, bro. He was giving my man all hooks. Just giving it to him. My man's face looked nasty, bro. Yeah. You're beating him up. And the cold part about it, he was smiling. That's how evil this dude is, bro. Like, it's like, bro, you was enjoying getting this fade. So, you know, John is being John. You know, John, like, you know, just lock him up. I'm not a murderer. It's not how I get down.
Right,
I'll figure out what I'm going to do with you later. Now, as you know, Sansa is not okay with this choice. Like, oh, you, where's he at? She asked him, like, John, where's he at? And John kind of was like, damn, y'all want to say. Because he already knew, but. Yeah, he told her, and she went to the little dungeon. And Ramsay has these dogs, bro.
Yeah.
Cane Corsos. Right. Now, I'm not a dog person, but I know what a Cane Corso can do. I know. Mm-hmm. Now, he was bragging about how long he has let these dogs starve because he's going to feed them to feed people to the dogs. So he was bragging about it. He said, I ain't fed my dog. Oh, they ready. They ready for some food. They ain't ate 7 days. Okay. So I remember this. So he in jail, bro. Sansa come down with his dogs, right? She like, oh, you leaking, you bloody. They smell blood. And you remember you said they haven't ate in days. Set the dogs free. My man get munched. The first munch is right on his face. And you see it. It was the most like, it was terrifying. You kind of flinch, but then you love it.
That's right.
Love it. He got up by his own plan. Like his own dogs ate him up, bro. It was a fitting in. I loved it. It was nasty. If you gotta go out and you a dastardly bastard, that's how you go out. So yeah, man, that's my number one, bro. To this day I can't stand old boy. But I was watching clips last night just to get a little refresher of the anger, it's exactly the way I felt when I first watched it live, bro. It all came back. And even this actor, like I said, he did a really good job because his face, all I see is Ramsay now. I feel bad for him, man.
No.
He's got that face.
Yeah,
you can't help
but hate him.
And I get why, you know, I can dissociate actor from, you know, so I won't. Yeah. But yeah, he did a great job. So yeah, that's my number one, bro. Horrible dude.
Damn.
See if y'all can tell y'all number one can top that.
And like you said, like you can pick. There's other characters in Game of Thrones that you can pick too. They were on par or more or less, whatever. It's all subjective too. But I don't know if my next person is as bad. It's only my bad, in my opinion, but I'll give you guys a little synopsis. This person has powers, obviously.
Okay.
He has the power to mind control. He uses it. He can whisper something in your ear. You'll do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, is this TV show Jessica Jones?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mo, you know who it is? Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Mo?
Killgrave. Yes.
This sucker ass.
Yes.
I don't like people that are like him because he's just like a loser. He somehow got this fucking badass power. But
the power is so, man. The
power is so good.
And you give it to this person that's so evil, man. Like to get that particular power in that person. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like the worst thing that could happen to the worst person that could have it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the whole time she has Jessica on this like hold, you know, and Jessica can't shake him.
And she's not scared of a lot because, you know, Jessica Jones, like she's just really strong. Like she's not indestructible though, but she's just really strong. But to scare her with her level of strength, that's how you know, man, like because he. With somebody that's strong, you gotta get him somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You gotta get him mentally. And he got her, man. Like he made her do some stuff, you know, because she's not immune to. I don't think anybody's immune to his power, bro. Like he can whisper in your ear, and you gonna do it, man. Yeah,
yeah. If he wanted to, because he could tell you, like, go jump off that building, go do it.
Yeah.
Give me money, and I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
like
it's a crazy power for a villain to have, bro.
How do you even fight that?
Yeah,
how do you, you know what I mean? And her power is just strength. Like so, that's why I like. He was a good villain in that series, but also I didn't really like it because I was like, if I want anybody to have those kind of powers, it should be a douchebag. I mean, I don't know if most men would be using it for good.
You know what they're gonna be doing. let's keep it a buck, Ruben, because I know what I would be doing if I had that power. It wouldn't be telling people to kill themselves. But let's say I won't be lacking in the woman department. I know that's all messed up. I'm just being honest. I'm being honest, bro. Like,
I mean,
any dude listening to this show and y'all say y'all want to do it, you lying. Just because we brave enough to say it, don't be sitting here. Don't be judging us, bro. You know you do the same thing. So yeah, that's just being honest.
Yeah, I think I would do it like a few times, but I don't think I would do it a lot.
Yeah, you say that, but absolute power corrupts absolutely. So,
to be fair, you know, like it's the little note that I have here on him. It's, you know, he got experimented on by his family, so that's how he was able to get his powers. So
yeah,
you would think, you know, that kind of fucks with you as a kid. So you know, he ended up how he ended up because of his circumstances too. So no way, you kind of can't hate that, but still, you're a piece of shit. So, and the shit that he would do too was like he would just steal money from people. He would make women fall in love with him.
He did the stuff that we would do, just that people don't want to admit it. Like, it's just, like I would never be broke. I'll never be in the bed alone. Like, come on, bro, let's keep it a buck. I will never have to fight. Yeah, man, go punch yourself till you bleed. Mm-hmm. You know, come on, bro, let's keep it. I'll be honest, man. You wouldn't have no problems, like literally, So yeah, nah.
Which makes for a horrible villain and a good villain, in my opinion.
Yes, I think with that part, you can only be a villain. I'm sorry, bro. Like, just really think about it. How can that be a hero's power?
Well, let's say you're fighting a villain. You can tell that villain to stop being a villain.
Yeah, I guess you could. But that sounds boring, though, right? That just don't even sound fun. You literally just be like, oh, you go to a fight? Oh, just bring Ryan. He can suggest.
Let me highlight you real quick. Hold on.
What do I do about my powers, though? Just don't use them.
Exactly. Yeah, like exactly. Like, so it's like, that's kind of boring. You, like I said, you could, but it sounds, that power is catered to a villain, unfortunately. As an entertaining factor, it sounds more fun to be a villain. So, whether you hate the man or not, he did what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget the actor's name. He's one of the Doctor Who's. I forget his name, but yeah, he did a really good job, man.
He did a good job.
Yeah.
Because, I was like pretty upset about him, like the first season, so and then they're getting him, but that was my show.
Good choice, very good choice.
Yeah, bro.
Alrighty, so for me, last one. This is a movie that we actually saw. I believe it was last year, and it takes place in a train most of the time. It's a horror film.
What? No way! No way! Word? I don't know his name. I know you're talking about, though, from Train to Busan. Yeah. Dang!
Oh, damn. That's true. I forgot about that.
What? Let's go.
That's true.
Train to Busan. Man, let me tell you, when I saw this movie, if there was one person I wanted to be a zombie more than anybody.
Facts.
Even though he's turned into a zombie, he was still kicking and screaming, talking about how he wanted to go with his mammy.
Yeah.
But he's got to go see. I don't know what. Boy. Bro, hated this dude in that movie. I gotta go credit because like I couldn't differentiate that it was a fucking movie. It was just
character. Now you see his face, and like I said, that goes to the choice because his face. Like I say, they picked the perfect people. I think they look at they'll have a list of actors, bro, and they'll look at and they'll say, okay, this is a list of actors you want out of this list. Whose face? Looks like
they do the most off the bat,
and that man's they chose perfect choice for that dude. Definitely know the actor's name for that one, but man, he did his thing.
That scene when where he trapped the two high school kids, the girl and the guy.
Mm-hmm.
That scene was the one that like really did it for me. I was like, son of a bitch. You old ass! You should have been the one dying. You're already older. Like,
yeah, that's the scene that did for me too. Yeah, that was messed up, man.
For me, it was when he sacrificed the old boy to get out of the train when everybody dipped out. Remember, he peeks outside and that look he gave to old boy when he's all like, "Is it safe?" But yeah.
Damn.
He said, "You go first, though." Remember, bro?
Yeah,
man. I was just like, "Dude, don't do it." Now he did it.
Yeah, he cold bloody, man. That's one of the ones that, like I said, he did get turned to a zombie, but I wish he would have got this, like, just like some old dismemberment type mess. Like, just like, I don't like what's in the worst, but that character, man, eat munch on his everything, pull his arms off. I wanted him to feel some stuff, bro. But,
because even towards the end, he bit the dad, remember? And I was like, man, this fool even got the dad.
And even at his like demise, he still was like, he found a way to still make it hate his ass. Like, you son of a.
Maybe y'all would have made it if it wasn't for him.
Yep. Yeah, so he that's true, because he did sabotage. Yeah, he did. Idiot, bro. Yeah, no, that's a good choice. That's a very good choice. I didn't know that movie made that much of an impact on you, man. I'm proud of you, bro. Like, I remember you liking the movie, but I didn't know that it made that like that much of an impact.
I remember I hated that character.
You said like one hated villain.
Oh, that's what popped immediately. I like it.
True.
I like it. All right, now that we went through all of our villains, let's try to like from like worst out of all of us now. We're going to try to like order them in order. So from least dastardly to the absolute dastardliest bastard on the list. Now, I don't know about y'all. I know we got our number ones, but bro, and I'm hearing what y'all saying, but bro, Ramsey, bro? I don't know, bro.
Percy Wetmore?
The feats I mentioned that this man did out of you guys' villains. Come on, bro. Come on.
Like out of like the gruesome scale.
Let's go off their dastardly deeds, and just off that, we got to put them in order. You got to give me something that's topping the stuff that Ramsey did, bro. You can't. After hearing you guys' list, you got some good choices, but come on, bro. Mm-hmm. Unless y'all can convince me otherwise, he's got to be number one. Okay, gotta be.
We'll put him at the one for now.
Okay, I'm with it. Okay, so
Ramsey Bolton.
All right,
here we got Ramsey Bolton first, and then we got Commodus. We got Michael Rapaport. We got Percy Wetmore, Ramsey Bolton, Hillgrave, my anime character Kabuto.
Mm-hmm.
We got Mo's Train to Busan character. I don't know how to say his name.
Yoon-suk.
And then your anime character,
which is Scar. We're gonna put Maya last because I mean he just he was pretty bad, but
he was in the Kiwi.
You know,
even with me with Trench Bowl, you know.
We'll put them on the bottom. I would say your Naruto character, they're gonna be the bottom three, right?
I put Scar last.
Perfect.
I put Kabuto second last.
Yep. And then Trench Bowl around.
Trench Bowl.
Yep, I'm with it. Perfect. Okay. So that's our number seven. Okay, so who's left here? We got
I think maybe Percy Webber would be number two, maybe.
You think he's worse?
He's kind of
Over old boy from
I think it would be either Michael Rapaport or Percy Wetmore. Those two would be either the two or three, maybe. Because they're kind of similar. They're kind of racist, white.
That's true.
Kind of.
That's true, but I don't know. I felt like I hated. What's his name? Walking Phoenix character?
Commodus?
Yeah, I feel like. Even though the other two was racist, I hated him a little bit more.
Because he did him dirty. He did him real dirty.
Yeah, just
like his wife. Okay, let's put Commodus second.
Yeah, he going number two. Then we'll put, I would say, Percy, then Remy.
Okay.
Yeah. Percy was a little bit. Like, it's close. Like, it's they neck and neck, man. But Percy, I think because I saw, did that movie come out first? I think Green Mile came out before Higher Learning.
I think so.
I think that's probably why I had a little more hate towards that guy. So that'll be our... So we got our one through four, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got Ramsey, Commodus, Percy, and Remy. I think maybe Kilgrave.
Who's left?
Yoon-suk,
Kilgrave.
I think Yoon-suk will be next. Because Kilgrave...
Because like I say, that with that power, it kind of lends yourself to being a villain. Too easy. But this dude... He had no reason to be as messed up as he was, bro. Like, if you think about it, literally had no reason. There was no reason other than his own selfishness that he was the way he was. I'm with that. So he'll go over Kilgrave.
I think that kind of finalizes done. So starting from the bottom, we got Scar.
Yeah.
Or Kabuto.
Number eight.
And then Trench. What's his name?
Trench Bowl is number seven.
Trench Bowl. And then Hillgrave.
Okay, number six.
Yoon-suk,
number five, yep.
Remy.
Number four.
Percy Wetmore.
Yep.
And number three, Commodus at number two.
Yep.
And then number one would be...
Ramsey Bolton. Hell yeah, bro. Absolutely perfect. Perfect.
That's right there.
I have no qualms with that. That is how it should be. That is on a level of least... You can get it to often to smack you on sight. Yeah,
I would say once it gets to like Yoon-suk, all those dudes.
That top five is ready to get these hands, bro. I'm ready for all the violence right now. Hell yeah!
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah! I like that. Works for me.
Well, man, that's it. Let me find out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Hell yeah, bro! I like it. All right, y'all. Well, that was our episode for our most hated villains. I had a good time. I hope you guys had a good time listening to it. Let us know if you would even add a villain or where you would rank our ranking. Do you see it as the same as us? And like I said, we on all the little socials. We on IG, X, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. We got it all covered. Please feel free to interact with us. Let us know how you thought about the episode. You know, just hit us up, y'all. And that being said, we're signing out. I'm Ryan.
This is Rue.
And this is Mo.
And again, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time. A rich man's world.